USA Chat, March 8, 2022. Everyone remains silent until Sat joins the meeting. Farnaz thanks Sat for her presence, and the session starts. Please note that in the morning, Sat recorded a message to humanity, and most of the discussion is about that recording. The audio and the transcript of this recording is available on the site.
Hi, everyone. You know, today I was thinking that if there is any subject anybody would like to talk about, whether it is in art of living day to day or about any of the stuff that we work on, that would be okay to add it to question and answer and sharing.
Bachuram, salam aleikum dilam. This is Gopi. I just want to have a comment and express my joy on the invitation that you sent out today to the universe, to the whole world. To me, it was an invitation from heart of the mother for her children. I really felt the agony of God or agony of the mother for her children. The children, how much she wanted to bring unity, love, understanding between the children that are have so many differences. It was really, for me, it was so heartfelt, so deep, and made me cry. I listened to it so many times, and every time I cried of joy, of course, and love and hope for everybody. That's all I want to say. Thank you so much, and I love you.
Yes, you said it. It was out of agony. I don't know if everybody listened to it. I believe it could be on the site, or I don't know. But if you haven't, please do and share it with anybody that you care for. Because the message is not just for one person, particularly us that already are in tune with it. So let's spread that message and hope for the day where we can live in semi-harmony.
Hi, Sachin, it's Little Flower. One part of that where you said, I know I lived it, really touched my heart, where you're talking about what an experience it can be when you do live in harmony and love and cooperation and all of those things. And also, I have a question, Sachin. The quote we had from Baba on Sunday, the one part, and you got very enthusiastic about it, but I just wanted to see if you could tell me what this sentence means, where he said, silence means the form of the absolute supreme that is beyond all this.
I really don't know why Baba used form, just to say that's, I couldn't talk for Baba, but what he's really saying is that absolute is beyond the forms, and also it is the base to the forms. That's what I got from it. When Baba talks Telugu, the translator can do anything they want to, because there is no editing at that moment. And I'm sure they get nervous, because imagine translating it for Baba on the spot. So that could be a mistake of the translator.
Thank you so much, Gus.
Satchanam.
Go ahead, Tahmina.
I just wanted to express my gratitude and that how much I love you and how much you're helping all of us. I thank God for you every day that I have you in my life. And I just want to thank you so much. And by the way, about the message that you have sent for us, do you see any hardship coming in our way, as you talked about the 9/11?
Well, every hardship comes out of lack of what I just announced today. Any hardship, with this mental, emotional, physical, social, political, everything comes out of disharmony and discord. So from the beginning of time until now, this was the remedy. And yes, as I mentioned in the taping, that tolerating the extent to which people are greedy and selfish is not being tolerable for the divine. And therefore, we see around us that there is more discord and all of that to bring about the realization that the world stands on love, understanding, unity. And those of us that give their interests and their life for it will experience exactly that. I don't think it was said anything new, but it was pleading. It wasn't just saying this is the way it is. It was energy of pleading, listen, hear me out. So that's the difference between what happened in that recording than other times.
Thank you, Satruna.
Sachin, this is Cavi. There are a couple of parts of this that really hit me, but one I wanted to ask about. So you share, do we have courage to be new? Do we have courage to forgive? Do we have courage to have peace rather than conflict and disharmony? For us on this path with you, can you describe what this courage is, what it looks like?
It needs courage to overcome ego. Oh, it needs a lot of courage to not get convinced and persuaded. It needs courage of standing up. It needs courage of discrimination. In other words, courage is when there's no shakiness, if there is a conviction. And any time we feel like we fail is because we lost our courage to stand up.
Thank you.
Sachin, I have a quick question. That gentleness with which you handle everything and that gentleness that you are really kind of helping me with as well, does that come about more and more as more parts of the ego and individuality shed? because I noticed that that gentleness kind of goes all the way across the board. It's with interactions, it's with others, it's with myself. There's this, that gentleness is very all-pervading and kind of all the way across the board. And there are places where I catch myself where it's not, you know, I have a tough time with.
So what is your question?
My question is that gentleness, does it come about more and more naturally as more parts of the ego are dropped?
Yes, it does. And also staying conscious. That also very much helps. Tuning into your audience, whom you're talking to, not just saying what you want to say, is what that person really benefits from hearing it. Just being alert and wise and mature. And that comes with watching yourself.
Sachin, this message that you blessed us with, it is so comprehensive. It has guidance, it has encouragement and hope. It also is an invitation. And as you said, it's pleading. It is so powerful. You are asking us, like, and emphasizing it. You're telling us invest. And you tell us invest in your peace. And invest in this unity, and you add understanding is the cause of the unity. To me, to nourish and invest in this understanding is the key in the message that you have. Is there anything you want us to, is there anything you want to help us to nourish this understanding with?
Well, this understanding develops in one. It develops through the silence time that you have with yourself. And it also develops with a decrease of me and mine, and also gets help from being conscious. Again, the answer I gave to Ida, to feel whom you're talking to, and is this something they need to hear? It needs alertness. The silence will help us to discriminate for sure. Until we pass the pitiful me and mine. It's really pitiful. We spend so much of our energy on who said what and what I said to whom, and all sorts of waste of energy because the ego would like to stand up and be somebody. Now this has to be reversed. The ego has to sit, which with it the mind sits, because ego is one and the same as the mind. So, and that is through understanding, silence, practices, and love. And when there is a discord, bring harmony, where there is unbalancedness, bring balance. Like it was said, we can consciously become a torch in this darkness of ignorance that people are affected with. And I'm not saying overnight, let's all of us go in the middle of the night and bring sun to the universe. No, it was just saying time, this time of the universe is demanding us to be more loving and understanding through investing in yourself. Not through the mental gymnastic or making decision, I'm going to be loving from tomorrow. It doesn't happen this way. It's much deeper than that. It's so curious that all of you that are already practicing are so interested, and those that are clueless probably will not give their ears to it, and they need it the most. That is why I said share it without any story around it. You don't have to say where it comes from, who Sat is, how you can get their her teaching. No, no, no. Do me a favor and don't say any of that. But just to, even the writing of it to send someone would be great. Going back to the spreading of this writing or recording, I think the best way is in the form of writing. Just email it to whoever you want. And don't even sign my name under it. Just send it out and say, I love you, here it is. The author unknown. But we never know the ripple effect of something that is inspiring and awakening.
Satyan, this is Radha. You just now said that it was through love, through being more loving. What does this mean? Is it loving the guru? Is it loving the situation? Is it loving? What is that? Love
is the same as understanding. When you understand yourself, even your weaknesses, even the unwanted personality, you're loving yourself. When you understand each other is a loving, is loving each other. Now, the guru is different because that love is saturated. It's already given that the relationship is a loving. But, given a total understanding to oneself, and then the same understanding to any situation and bringing harmony where there is discord.
March 23rd, 2020, when COVID had just started, you ended one of the Sai centers with, it pleases the mother to have everyone rooting for her rather than being fearful and having problems. And every single time I hear that sentence, it just delights my heart so much. And I felt like this was just an elaboration of that.
Yeah, it's nothing new, really. It's being said for years. But like Gopi was saying, there was an agony of wanting to be heard. Well, we have a few minutes. If there's any sharing about your experiences, realization, if there is any question, let's have it.
Hi, Sachin. This is Mira. Recently, you told me to do omnipresent meditation with more love for merging. I really see that the lack of this love during my practices. And I noticed that the reason or the interest that I have for doing this practice is because I don't want personality, or I know that my ego is just making trouble, and this practice is helping me to remember more who I am. But is there any way, or do you mean to love that silence?
No, I mean, anything you do with love, there is a better result in it. And the love should be in a form of enthusiasm to feel that oneness, instead of feeling the separation. That to me is creates a lot of love. The reason you love me is because the place in you that would like to be nourished is being nourished. So do the same thing with your omnipresent meditation. Get nourishment there.
Thank you.
But Sachin, loving you is the remedy and the answer to everything.
Yeah, I'm not asking you to choose. I'm just saying that have the same outlook when you do your practice.
Sachin, this is Radha, and I wanted to share something. Recently, I very much went with thoughts of I'm right or I'm righteous. And at some point when I was going with it, even though it was very uncomfortable, I fully knew that I was making a dumb choice. I wasn't making the real choice. And it wasn't until I was able to say, are you done with this now? Are you ready to make the real choice? Sit down and make it. Regardless of right or wrong or anything else, that I was able to come to the unity and harmony that you speak of. And that's only because you showed me that. Nowhere in the world is that apparent. And I'm really grateful, because the harmony and the unity that you speak of is the only thing that feels good in Maya. And I wanted to say that.
Yeah, it's a very important sharing, because you knew, like most of situation, we react that way in normal humanity. Like, if you knew that a thought of being right in the human form, maybe 100 people would agree with you, but that doesn't bring lasting joy at all. Maybe at that moment, your agony subside, your discomfort would subside. But there is another occasion that comes up, and it will have a much bigger force, because it was fed not only by you, but the people that you shared with. They uphold this disease. And when you decided, no, am I done? What a beautiful question. Am I done? And eventually you were. And the result was what? Did you have more peace and release?
Absolutely, no comparison.
Yeah, but sometimes we put ourselves through many days of that in order to not wanting to go there again, ever. So on this path, like I said, the failing, particularly if it's painful enough, once you decide to use one of your strength and come out of it, then the impression is there. It's not easily forgotten. Well, well, it's time to say namaste until next week. May the whole world be happy. Bye-bye.